This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday it is imperative that Israeli military operations in Gaza protect Palestinian civilians, adding that the fighting should be followed by a durable peace leading to a Palestinian state. Jordan's foreign minister, Amin Safadi, on Sunday said that Israel was implementing a policy of pushing Palestinians out of Gaza through a war that he said meets the legal definition of genocide. Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy.
These are, of course, outrageous and false accusations. Israel is fighting to defend itself from the monsters who perpetrated the October 7th massacre, and the purpose of our campaign is to bring those monsters to justice and ensure that they can never again hurt our people.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.N. Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed said together all actors must work jointly to transform food systems to adapt to climate change and ensure global food security compatible to the 2030 agenda. Also speaking on Sunday, UN Environment Program Executive Director Inger Andersen.
So we need to understand that our beef production, our meat production, does have a significant carbon footprint, as does food waste.
Climate change creates severe pressure and risks for the agri-food and water systems that underpin human well-being. Egyptians headed to the polls on Sunday for a presidential election in which Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is expected to win a third term. Voting runs for 3 days. We expect the results on the 18th. This is VOA News. Philippine officials say the Chinese Coast Guard has targeted Philippine vessels with water cannon blasts and even rammed one of them. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports the action causing damage and endangering Filipino crew members off a disputed shoal in the South China Sea.
The incident on Sunday occurred just a day after similar hostilities at another contested shoal. The Philippines and its treaty ally, the United States, condemned the latest confrontation near the Second Thomas Shoal. The Chinese Coast Guard said the Philippine action seriously infringed on China's sovereignty and prompted it to implement controls in accordance with laws and regulations against the Philippine attempt to transport construction materials to the Second Thomas Shoal. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Human rights activists led about 2,000 people in a rally in Phnom Penh to mark Human Rights Day on Sunday in the call for the release of detained activists and political prisoners. Here's U.S. Ambassador to Cambodia, Patrick Murphy.
The United States is committed to the Cambodian people and your aspirations for a more prosperous and democratic country where all voices are respected.
Some participants marched from the Parliament building to Democracy Square, where a ceremony with setting up a justice scales took place and were witnessed by foreign diplomats. The children of Nobel Peace Prize winner Narges Mohammadi collected their mother's award at a ceremony in Oslo on Sunday. The Norwegian Nobel Committee in October awarded the prize to Mohammadi, who's 51 years old, for her nonviolent fight against oppression of women in Iran and the promotion of human rights for all. She is in an Iran jail. That's why the children accepted the award for her and read a speech which they were able to smuggle out of the jail. Elon Musk has restored the X account of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Comes after Musk posted a poll this weekend on the social media platform that came out 70% in favor of the InfoWars host, who repeatedly has called the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting a hoax. The move poses new uncertainty for advertisers who have fled X over concerns about hate speech appearing alongside their ads. Musk says the move is about protecting free speech rights. Jones was permanently banned in 2018. Scott Walterman, VOA News.